In late 2001, letters laced with the disease anthrax were sent around the country, including some to members of Congress.
There was enough anthrax in the one letter that had it gotten into the ventilation system, it could well have killed everybody in the Hart office building.
At the same time, SUNY Buffalo professor John Lordy was researching methods of creating heat by compressing air.
Shortly after 9/11 and the anthrax incidents in this country that we were talking, and Jim said, gee, I bet with the temperatures we're getting, we could kill anthrax.
That Jim was fellow professor Jim Garvey. 11 years later, Lordy and Garvey are in business together as Buffalo Bioblower. Their laboratory is a den of noise. Today, they're testing the latest model of their air sterilizing machine.
Does it make this amount of noise all the time?
Yes.
It's actually much louder. without that box around it, it would actually sound more like a jet engine because it's compressing the gas pretty violently.
Much the same as creating heat from pumping up a tire, the bioblower cranks up to 460 Fahrenheit by creating a pocket of intensely pressurized air. Garvey says more than 99.99% of bacteria or diseases are not only killed,
they're incinerated. And, you know, in terms of the biologicals, they're literally oxidized down to carbon dioxide and water.
Within minutes, rooms can be free of H1N1 viruses, influenza, SARS, tuberculosis, and even nerve agents. The military has taken notice and funded the company with more than $3 million in research grants. But now, the company is attempting to package the technology for everyday use. A sleek online video markets the BioBlower. It's a blue box about the size of a washer or dryer. The company hopes to sell to hospitals, poultry farms, and even museums. But Garvey admits he doesn't know when the company's first sale will come.
It better be soon. Damn soon.
With no revenue, Buffalo BioBlower is surviving grant to grant. But Garvey knows success could be just around the corner.
In a sense, we're only a headline away from breaking through the market, you know, just one big pandemic or another bio-attack, and then the technology becomes very viable. It's hard to build a business plan around that.
You can't openly wish for a...
No.
We'd rather not.
Without hoping for the worst, Lordy and Garvey are investigating ways to create stronger demand, but face a market that doesn't clamor for their product. Currently, most buildings use HEPA filtration to clean air. Disposable filters trap but don't kill airborne pathogens, and that's good enough for most, says Garvey.
You know, you talk to hospitals or manufacturing plants, and they say, we're already following the existing rules. You know, that's the problem when you come up with a novel technology. The code hasn't changed to incorporate the fact that there's actually something better out in the market.
But design challenges have also tempered enthusiasm. BioBlowers are bulky, loud, and expensive. While Lordy and Garvey try to create a lighter, quieter, cheaper model, they're also chasing another strategy for sales.
As our attorney tells us, the way we're going to make money is really by litigation.
For example, few buildings carried defibrillators until enough people died of survivable heart attacks to warrant enough lawsuits forcing building owners into buying the medical devices. If Buffalo BioBlower can demonstrate that people are getting sick or worse from poor air filtration, then they could be in business.
It may turn out that has to be the route we have to take and actually change the existing code such that we then become the standard technology for people to use.
But this could take years or decades, and Buffalo BioBlower is already old for a startup. For InnovationTrail.org, I'm Daniel Robison.